That's right, that's right. At 37 past the hour of the morning machine. The machine that makes your mornings move. Let me turn the sound down. Yeah. Danielson. No, let me stop. I'm not doing that today. Anyway, it is the machine that makes your mornings move. Green machine in the building. But I have even better people in the building right now. And she's no stranger. She is no stranger at all. So let me tell you about the team here, the family, the squad. So Asia's Closet, right? An online kids boutique focused on helping kids dress up in a really cool way. She was here before and she spoke about the events that she's getting ready to do for the youth. And it is going to be amazing. And we're actually a part of that. 102.6 The Situation is actually a part of it. We are going to talk about it right now. We got the whole family in here. We've got Miss Rhonda Holloway here. And first of all, we have the princess here. The princess. She likes that. She likes that. I'm going to keep calling you because I call my daughter the princess. So, I see you. Yeah, I got my goggles on. I see you, too. It's got a little bow on and everything. So, if you're not familiar, get familiar right now with Asia's Closet. Once again, good morning. Welcome back to the Morning Machine for 2021. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, how have things been? You've been busy. You've been moving
and
shaking.
Busy.
Right.
Yes.
So talk about the development of what we have coming up in June.
This June, we have an event that is for the kids, and teenagers, mind you. And it's also for the parents. I feel like this event is actually for everybody that is in the fashion industry, you know, whether you have kids or not. I want to be able to network. I want to be able to, you know, highlight everybody. So this event is, it started off just being a photo shoot.
Right.
I was like, you know, when I started with my daughter in the modeling industry, her first headshots was horrible. So, you know,
ouch.
I was like, oh, after getting into this,
ouch.
I'm like, okay, let me.
They were horrible?
Oh, yeah. I admit it. They were horrible. Yeah. I don't think I gave them to anybody, and I'm glad I didn't, because they, you know, when I look back, I'm like, yeah, that wasn't it. So
it's all a part of the journey, though. You know, it actually, did you save them? Because, you know.
Well, they're digital.
Part of the growth.
Yeah.
You know, it gives you a look at how it started versus how it's going.
Oh, yes.
You know those memes. Versus how it's going. Yeah,
now and then.
Right. Now and then.
It was, you know, like you said, it was an experience that I went through. But it was also like, it's like raising your kids. Some things you don't want them to go through, or they don't have to go through. So
right.
I felt like for me, it was just a waste of money and time. And time is money in my case.
Right.
So if the event was like, okay, let me get some. People need comp cards. I had no idea what comp cards were, what was supposed to be on there, you know, even how to get them, the professional photos. So being a model, you sometimes just having direction when you're taking that photo, because, you know, as a parent, you're like, okay, do this. You know, he'll know.
Right.
So I was like, okay, let me get some professionals together.
Yeah.
Let's get this photo shoot together, hair, makeup,
right.
You know. And then I start thinking, well, it's more to this industry than just the photos. So I was like, we were in New York, and we were part of a fashion show, and School of Duchess was there. And I was like, oh, it would be great to have a runway show.
Yeah.
Runway class.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, okay, well, then I started like, oh, what about an acting class and a dance class and a posing class, you know, because these kids, or even teenagers, adults, you take these selfies and you're seeing your face. So you see, okay, look at my lips, look at my face, look at my eyes, you know. But when that camera's on you and you don't see your face, it tends to sometimes be dull. And right. you don't know that because you can't see. So mm-hmm. the posing class was to teach them how to pose. And then I was like, well, for the parents, I'm always spending money.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I can't keep spending money. I'm like, I like it. Yeah, right, like right, this right. industry, but I'm like, my pockets keep going down. So I said, it's ways to make money in this industry. So let me bring together those to help parents figure out how to make money, because we're all doing it. We're taking the pictures.
Uh-huh.
We're posting, like, we're putting in the work.
It's a lot of work to be a momager.
It is a lot of work.
And there's some dadagers out there too.
It is. I've met some. There is.
Yeah.
Yep, they're just as passionate as the mothers, even more sometimes.
The dadages are probably super aggressive. What? Wink will say nothing but my, that's my princess, wink will sing.
Oh, yeah, they shutting it down.
They act like Mr.
If
T.
If it ain't like how it's supposed to be, we shutting it down.
Do they act like Mr. T?
They're pretty much
aggressive,
low-key, laid back.
Oh, good.
But they make it known that, you know, they like, in the building. If this don't work the way it need to, we not doing it. You know, bottom line.
Oh, they just cool like that. Come in there with the shades, like, yeah, you know what? If it don't work, we out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Just like straight like that.
Like, you know, hey, you know, a lot of people put in time and work into this industry. You know, one person that's going to be at our event, we're going to have a DJ, and he's 16 years old. You know, and even for him, he's like, okay. You know, they're going to want to make sure the audio is right. Everything is together mm-hmm. so that they're together, you know, because it reflects them. If they don't have their stuff together and it's our fault, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they make sure that everything's together. So for the parenting, we're going to have a parenting class.
Okay.
We're going to have a social media class, because social media is work as well. Posting, reposting your story. You know, you got Facebook, Instagram,
it's
Twitter,
just so much. It's just so much, isn't it? It's just another full-time job,
oh
isn't it?
Oh, my God.
That's why they're calling people influencers now, because, mm-hmm. yeah, that's a full-time job to make. To curate content and make it right. That's
content,
one in itself.
Followers, likes, comments.
Yeah.
The
management
Instagram.
Of it behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not everybody's into social media. I get it. But, you know, media is media. So, you know.
It's one of the cheapest forms of advertising right now. You know, getting there, getting your followers and things like that. So, we'll have the social media class, and then we'll have, like I said, the parenting class, social media class, how to become a paid model or actor. So
nice.
There's a lot of class, like agencies where you get there and they're like, okay, spend $5,000 and then another $5,000.
That's actually the real price, to be honest. She's not exaggerating. When she said $5,000, she was not exaggerating, because I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you're like, well, do I need to pay this to do this? And so this class is going to help you understand how to get on that commercial, how to get in that magazine, how to get on that ad, so that you're making money and you're not spending money on the right, you know, the right situations. And then we're going to have a How Money Works, How Money Works class, which is a financial literacy class. And that's going to be for the kids and the parents. So kids.
Interesting.
If you making money and your parents ain't doing right with that money, you know how to, you know, maneuver now with your own money. And, you know, even for parents, like, we sometimes don't know, especially in the Black community, we weren't taught certain things. And so now it's in the generation where we're starting to teach. And so that's another reason why I brought my son today, because he is a part of How Money Works. And, you know, he has some other things going on. But we're all here as a family promoting this event.
Yeah.
And we are super excited for everybody to come out. You can register online. You know, it's like I said, it's for the parents and the kids. You're going to walk away with much more than just, you know, a free event.
Exactly. You're going to walk away with a takeaway. You know what? I'm going to test your mic again, sir. Yeah. Let's see. Come on. Talk into that mic real quick.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, well, I don't know what's going on with that mic. Okay, we're gonna figure it out in a moment. But either way, I'm going to bring you in. We're going to talk about that in the next segment, as a matter of fact. I might have you move over here. But either way, still, you said he's a part of the money aspect.
Yes, yes.
And how old are you? I'm 18. Oh, no, you're not going to be able to talk into that mic. But you said how old?
I'm 18.
You're 18?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. The youth of this community. The youth of this community. And you're gonna be the one that's teaching the money aspect?
I'm going to be a part of it.
Okay. Good, good, good. So when it comes to the financial aspect, what will you be touching? What things will you be touching on in that particular part of the event?
I'm going to try to stay focused on the investment part. Mm-hmm. Just investing in different ETFs, which is more or less the safest way of investing in the stock market.
When you speak on ETFs, just kind of elaborate on the ETFs and what have you, because there's a lot of people out here, even us as adults, that don't understand what the ETFs are. So what are they, and why is it so important to our community, our culture, and this business?
An ETF is just a section of the stock market. It focuses on a couple companies.
Uh-huh.
So you're not investing your money in one company. You're investing it in multiple.
Yeah.
It's just under one asset. Mm-hmm. So if, say, one stock does really bad one mm-hmm. day, but the others do really good,
right,
it's going to be the loss is going to be way less than if you invested in that one company that did bad. So it's, in general, the safest way to go if you want to invest money in the stock market.
How old are you again?
I'm 18.
Remind the people once again, how old are you, my brother?
I'm 18 years old.
You know what? That's why it's important for us to be there for our youth. And do you hear this man? The knowledge right now, the knowledge that he has gained, the knowledge that he is about to teach youth and adults. This is amazing. I'm enlightened by that. Just by you saying that, you don't have a lot of people in your age group are not talking about those things. Not at all. Let alone they don't even know what it stands for. You see what I'm saying? And why it's important, and why we in our community need to know that. That's of vast importance. You are doing something, my brother. And I'm gonna have to talk to you off air in just a moment, because that right there enlightened me. There's you're going to be the link. A lot of people your age don't know about that stuff. And when they get to know it, they're going to have you to thank. They're going to have you to thank. You have no idea what you're about to do. It's so powerful. At your age, you talk to somebody else, they're thinking you're the average kid. You're the average 18-year-old. You're beyond average. I think that's why I bring you to the mic so early. I was going to do it. I was going to wait till after 9 o'clock. But I think now is an important time, because you're that link to furthering the culture forward. So people, understand. He know what he's talking about. You know what he's talking about. And he's still continuing to learn as it's going along. I might have to link you up with Coach Jarvis. I'm definitely going to have to link you up with Coach Jarvis. You'll meet him at the event, but I'm going to have to link you with Coach Jarvis. There's a lot more to know about finances and business. And I'm going to link you up with Coach Jarvis. So, you know, because it's important for our youth to really get in the mindset of carrying the next generation forward. And it starts with you guys. So kudos, much appreciated to you. I'm gonna bring you to another mic so you can really get in. But I also want, I can't be in this room without acknowledging the princess. Miss Asia is right here. She is here. She's got her bow on and everything. Good morning. How you doing? How you doing,
Hi.
Princess? How you feeling? We turned the studio, the whole office purple for you today, and you came in with your fur coat. Can I fit your fur coat? Do you think I can fit your fur coat?
Yeah.
No. I'm too big.
Yeah, you're too fat.
Hey, now.
Sorry. You know kids have no filter.
Kids have no filter. They have no filter. All my squad getting ready to laugh hysterically right now. That is the sound bite of the morning. Yeah, I am too tall. It wouldn't even fit around my arm, but it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. And we're going to call it too tall. No, it's okay. It's okay. But how did you get your, when did you start modeling?
When I was 3.
When you were 3?
Remember that cheering mom? Like, mm-hmm. I went upstairs of two cheering practice. I went
talking to your microphone.
I had a two cheering practice.
Cheering. She was a cheerleader.
Okay.
And then I was.
Well, Asia has been into fashion her whole life, but I think she is right about being about 3 years old. We started, her first fashion show is when we came here to Atlanta. And it's going on 3 years now. And what do you want to say?
I'm on the second team with my friends now.
And she does gymnastics now, so we stopped doing cheerleading. And she's been doing gymnastics for the past couple years, and she has recently moved up to the competitive level with her friends, so she's able to go to competitions and compete with other girls. So I'm excited because I used to be a gymnast who competed. So
okay.
I probably wasn't this as good as she is at this age, but yep. So
wow.
That's what she was saying. She's on the team with her friends.
Okay. How fun is it to do gymnastics now?
Like, I will give it a 10 out of 100.
A 10 out of 100?
10 out of 100 is pretty low.
That's like
maybe 100 out of 100,
right,
if you're having very a lot of fun. Or 10 out of 10.
100 out of 100.
There you go. Okay. Dang. Who's your favorite gymnast?
Jessamy and Mark Jacobs.
They must go to her gymnastics too.
Okay, gotcha.
Mine is Dominique Dawes, you know, that was back in the day. She, you know,
that was here. That was here, wasn't it? Dominique Dawes, the 96 games?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. What about Gabby Douglas?
I don't think she's seen Gabby because mm-hmm. when she was the Olympics, she was too young at that point. But yeah, she's actually, you know, is like the Dominique Dawes of now,
right?
You know, which is great to see that out there because gymnastics has not been dominated by us. But when we come in, you see us on Instagram. You know, you see those little snippets of this black girl doing this awesome flipping.
Right. even at the college ranks too.
College, they're adding their little flavor to it.
Right.
Like the dancing
and unapologetic too.
And Mommy, very unapologetic.
you warned me last time. You warned me last time.
Her stories just be so slow sometimes. We'd be like,
Mama,
okay, I'm sorry, Mama. Go ahead.
It's not your turn, it's my turn.
Okay, go ahead. Excuse me. Okay. All right.
So talk to us, Miss Asia.
What you got to say?
I have a
talking to the mic.
I have $100.
You have $100?
Yeah.
Could I borrow a dollar? No.
No.
Good.
Because now I have $108.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. You might have more. You might have more when the show is over.
Okay.
That'll work. See. We like that. That's right. More money is always good, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
When I grow up, I don't want to be homeless, because when me and mommy was driving to go back home, we saw a homeless old boy.
Uh-huh.
And then we didn't give them he nothing.
Oh.
I couldn't give him his money.
Talk to him, Mike.
But I couldn't give him his some of my money, but it was a boy.
He didn't have your money with him, and we were just flying by. But that did affect her, you know. And you know, just to show you that kids are paying attention to everything. And we just drove by and, you know, just standing on the corner, you know, of course, asking for money. And I'm rushing, and we're flying, and the light's turning, you know. And it for us,
Mommy,
we see it so
not
often.
Your turn.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to explain real quick.
No.
And
no.
It did affect her, like, you know, like, wow, he's homeless, you know. So and we need to give him something, you know. And that's to have a good heart to keep going forward in this world. Okay, Asia, I'm sorry. Go ahead now.
No more talking for you.
The most brutally honest in the world. But we're about to take a commercial.
No more talking for you, too.
No, I got to be the host. I have to because we have to go. We have to go to a commercial break in just a second. But you did have something to say. I will let you have the last word because we have to go to a commercial break. But was there something else that you wanted to say really, really quickly before we go to a commercial?
Yeah. When I was 3 years old, I remember me and Gracie and Mariah.
Uh-huh.
Them is my friend. Them live somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Detroit.
Them live at Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to like a party and had it like bubble things and then.
You blew bubbles?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mama, what's the other stuff you went to? Me and somebody had to getting ice cream.
I don't know, but Blair. Okay.
Blair and me was eating ice cream, and it looked
that was Texas.
So cool.
It looked so cool.
Yeah.
Where can I get that ice cream that looks so cool? In Texas?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go to Texas and get that and whatnot. So I'll try to see if I can run to Texas during this commercial break. Yeah, while we have it. That's too far. Is that too far?
Yeah.
I might be the Flash. You don't know.
No,
I might be a fat guy, but I might be I can move.
You're fat, you can move, but you're gonna run slow because you're fat.
I can.
You have to eat some healthiness. And work out.
I do. And with that, so I can run to Texas because I might be Flash Gordon. One minute past the hour of the morning machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. And we will be back with the fam. Let's get it.
Okay.
Yeah, the Sound of Philadelphia, you know, that's what the real Soul Train theme is named, the Sound of Philadelphia. So I know y'all got y'all Soul Train. Y'all probably said peace, love, and soul. You know, y'all did all of that. I get it. But it is 12 minutes past the hour in the morning machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. It's Friday, and we have our guests of honor in the building. We have the fam. Asia's Closet, we are all here, and it is a great morning, and, you know, there's an event, June 12th, June 13th, which is coming up in a few weeks, and we're going to be a part of that. We're actually doing a give back in which we are providing all of our kids in attendance with a red carpet experience that they will never forget.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yes, there's definitely excitement in the air with that because we love reaching out to the kids. We're curated for the community, by the community, and Who would we be? What kind of radio station would we be if we didn't do outreach to our youth? And, you know, this is the way that we give back to our community. And I'm really excited. Our whole squad is excited. We are ready to give them a great red carpet experience. And what this does, it sets them up for the industry ahead, because they're going to be doing these red carpet interviews, and they're going to be with E! Entertainment Television and all of the media outlets that are on the red carpet, especially when it comes to acting. If they're up for an award, they're going to have to do red carpet interviews, and this prepares them for that particular instance. It prepares them for a lot of other things too. Just speak on the other things besides what you have already spoken about that are going to be a part of this event. It's a two-day event.
It is a two-day event. And like I stated, the first day is the photo shoot. And I just want to go into the designer aspect of it. And the designers, so I'm having designers, and the designers are going to provide the clothing for the event.
Uh-huh.
So what's going to happen is these kids are going to come. They're going to get their hair and makeup done. They're going to change into these outfits that the vendors provide, the boutiques. And they'll be able to actually take home five outfits. So five of the outfits that are provided by the boutiques will be able to go home with the children. The boutiques, wow. It's so many of us out there, and we need that highlight. We need that advertisement. We need to be seen. So we have what we call a model book. And this book is going to have all the designers in it. It's going to showcase their clothes, the models in their clothes. They're going to have group photos. They're going to have individual photos.
Uh-huh.
So your design may be seen all across the whole country. It may be seen in a whole nother state that you haven't even been to. You know, so this is my way of being able to provide that kind of advertisement and also provide something for the kids, because when they go home, you know, all we're asking is, tag that designer when you wear it, because that designer is also going to tag you back, and you both are going to get some attention from it. And that's why we're doing this. You know, we can't act like, okay, you know, oh, it's so much fun, you know, but you're trying to get followers. You're trying to get likes. You're trying to get comments. You're trying to become that influencer, that model, that actor, you know, and it all because you have to be seen. You have to be out there. So let's get together and help each other grow and be seen. We can all have millions of followers, you know. We can all support each other, and we're all in this together. So that is Saturday, the photo shoot. And then Sunday, like he stated, we're going to have the red carpet effect. We're also going to have a round table discussion at the beginning of the event. Joining this industry, you know, you'd be like, wow, so many stories, so many different types of stories. So many people have been through so many different things. Some you've never been through, some you've been through, some you've heard about, you know, some things you never heard about, you know, but we've all been through something. So let's share our story. So our speakers and our teachers for the event are going to get up there and share their story, how they got into the industry, some of the things that they had to go through in the industry. And then from there, we're going to break off into classes. And just to keep the beat going and keep that energy flowing, I am going to have some performers. So I'm going to have some kid performers that are going
to,
you know, this is for the kids. So they're going to have some people that they can look up to that's their age and be like, wow, they're doing this. You know, they're actually going forward.
I can do it too.
And I can do it too. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have Casey the model, JoJo Red. We're going to have Ray Sunshine. And speaking of Ray Sunshine, she's having a car and bike fashion show this Sunday in Marietta.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yes, yes. You can check her out on our Instagram, Asia's Closet. I believe her Instagram is Ray Sunshine, but they are opening a dance studio in Marietta.
Uh-huh.
And so Asia's Closet is part of the ribbon cutting ceremony. We're excited about that.
Yes.
We're going to be a designer, a vendor, and my daughter, Asia, is going to be walking in the show as well. So, you know, it's going to be a big event. come out, show your support. Of course, we'll be there registering everybody for our event June 12th through the 13th.
Yeah.
you'll see us there. Come check us out. But anyway, back to June 12th through the 13th. I'm always here to help everybody. We all look for out for each other.
Yes.
So the kid performers, and as I stated earlier, we have a DJ. So we're going to keep this energy going the whole time through the event. Between classes, we're going to have performances. We're going to have music. We're going to have it going. During all of that, we're going to have vendors. So, I'm going to tell you like this. Bring your pocketbooks, okay? Bring your credit cards, your debit cards, Cash Apps, Zelles, Venmo, everything, okay? I don't know if people take checks nowadays. I'm going to just say that. But I don't know the form of payment.
Yeah, ain't nobody doing that no more. Nobody's doing the Home Alone treatment anymore. Yeah. They don't do that with American Express anymore.
come out and support these vendors. They're here, showcasing their products. And then at the end, we are having gift bags to give everyone. So if you're a vendor, if you have a boutique, if you have a service, if you provide a product, contact us. We want to help advertise you. You have the option of putting it in our gift bags for free. Please try to keep it kid friendly, because the kids also will be looking through the bag. So, we do ask of that. But we still have vendor tables available. If you are contributing to the gift bags, that table is only $20. We'll have tables Saturday and Sunday. If you are contributing to the photo shoot by providing garments, the vendor table is free. We're trying. Sometimes, like I said, everything costs money.
Right.
So I'm trying to make it to where you can spend money, but you also go make some money and you get some benefits out of this. So we have that Sunday. And then we have the vendor tables going on. We'll have food. We have a caterer coming out. And the caterer just happened to be one of my other clients. And,
nice.
It's big on networking. So
yeah,
come out and network. And the teachers, whew, I ain't even talked about the teachers that's going to be teaching these classes. But, this event is going to be something. It's going to be if you're in this industry and you want to make money, you'll come to this event.
Nice, nice. I know they will. And so I had you keep talking because I gave you a specific card. Yes, that's right. I gave you this card. That card is for the Irby, a fashion clothing year, but they do kids clothing too as well.
Okay.
So I want to make sure you have that for, to network, because they've been doing, great work. And I want you all to connect as well.
And great.
Yeah, they're great people. We're always giving out their business cards, but I think this, you need to be, you and the Irbys need to connect.
Oh, I'm definitely
especially
reaching out.
Especially for it's a men's, it's a classic men's clothier, but they have stuff for the kids too. So that's also another another thing as well. So just want to make sure that you had another outlet, because that they're going to be very supportive of what you have going on as well.
I appreciate it. Everybody, let's do this. Because
right.
They may have something that somebody else may like. We don't all like the same clothes. Sometimes I get on my son like, what, and even my daughter, she comes out like, oh my gosh, but we all have our own style. So to bring all of that to one event, so people can see that there's so many boutiques out here.
Right.
Let's get out there.
Right. Yep. Let's definitely get out there. And now, also wanted to highlight you. What are you, sir? And we talked already, but I need, now that you're on your own mic, that we'll fix that one later, but on, now that you have your own mic, I need you to tell the people what you're bringing to the table to this event and the reason why you're also here as well.
So we spoke earlier about the stock ETFs.
Yes.
But I'm also bringing our new 360 photo booth with the company Pixpin Pro.
Woo!
So 360 photo booth, it's really cool. The videos.
It's like the Oscars. It's like the Oscars. You stand in that joint and you get the whole joint back
really
to front.
Really makes you feel like
back.
A movie star.
Right. Now that's dope right there. That is a 360 photo booth. And I was actually just looking at a video of someone who did a 360 booth type photo. Yeah, just talk about the development of that and how that really is important now more than ever, because we saw it on the Oscars. They, you know, the Oscars red carpet where they do it, they were trying it out a couple of years, and now you see it almost everywhere, but it's not everywhere like everybody thinks it is. So talk about the importance of having that element in your red carpet.
It's really just the most unique way to take videos and pictures to remember things right now.
Right.
It's the videos that it creates, they are probably some of the coolest things that I've seen.
Right.
There's just so many different things to do with it, so many different ideas. Like whatever you can think of that would be, it just looks great. And it's the technology is really advanced over the years, like you said.
Yeah.
Now it's a lot more accessible and a lot more easy to use. And the software that we personally use, it offers so many different things: normal videos, boomerang, slow motion, and all of that. All you have to do to get that video on your phone is to scan a QR code, and it sends you the video.
So you talking all this, you gonna bring Sharnita out of the other room. You like talking technology. What? What did you say? You gonna have her peeking in the door in a minute talking all this technology. But you know what? It's the wave of technology that is really pushing things forward, which is definitely super amazing. And you said you just scan a QR code and you have the video. Like, it's just that simple.
That's the simplest way, but if for some reason that isn't accessible to you, there's other ways to send it.
Right, like direct to email,
text
or
message,
something.
AirDrop, all of that.
I need to hop in there real quick. You know what I mean? I need to get my suit on and hop in there real quick. You know. Yeah, but she did a great video. Asia did a great video. She just showed me the video, and it was amazing. Just smooth and, you know, captured all the angles and the different pose and this, that, and the third. It was very nice. It was very nice.
It's cool because it's for everyone. You know, it doesn't matter. Because first off, let me just tell you, when I first thought about it, I'm like, oh, okay. It spins, people gonna get dizzy. What if people fall off? You know, and then I had to get more into it because it just looks so cool. So you don't really know. All you see is the video of it. And so when I saw it, I'm like, oh, okay. You stand on the platform and the camera spins around you.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do anything. You know, you can stand on there and just look. And you're gonna look cool in that video.
Right.
You can dance. And you're going to look cool in that video.
And they'll get it from all angles.
All angles. Mm-hmm. And it has different aspects. So what's the different ways it can record?
It can record in slow motion. And some of the slow motion videos, we have the option to have it go in slow-mo and then speed back up, which is probably my personal favorite. We have boomerangs.
That might be mine too. Go ahead.
We have Instagram boomerangs, but they go a little longer. So, because Instagram boomerangs are pretty short, but these ones go a little longer. So there's more to see.
Mm-hmm.
Then
and
we have.
That looks pretty cool with the money gun that we provide at the
event. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's it right there. You're talking about a money gun. And it's all raining down on you. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice right there. So I look forward to that. We all look forward to it. when we get there on June 12th and June 13th. It is going to be amazing. Yes, y'all are putting on something really, really amazing. Just we can't wait. We can't wait to be there and give you our bring our experience to you.
It's
bigger than us.
I know. I'm excited for you guys to show up because, like I said, it's these kids. There's so much different aspects of this industry. So the parents can't talk for the kids on that runway. The kids going to have to learn how to talk for themselves and not be shy in front, you know. And so this is that opportunity to give them a chance to get up there and say, you know, Mom, Dad, I can do this. This is me. This is what I want to do. And there's so many kids that are like that.
Right. Yep. So with that, it is 1 minute before the bottom of the hour. We are going to take a short break, and we got Farmer Wayne, Farmer Fridays, coming up next. And, of course, our guests will still be in the building, but we got to make sure that you close out the week with impact with Farmer Wayne. Farmer Fridays up next. It is 29 past the hour. It's all about Asia's Closet right now.
So, first
of all, tell everybody where they can find you, follow you, and if they're wanting to come to the event, they can come through.
All right. So we are on Instagram, of course, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We're Asia's Closet LLC, and then you can also follow Asia's channel. That's for my daughter and all her modeling and so forth. And then we also have our website is asiascloset.com.
Okay.
Now, for the event, whether you're a boutique, a vendor, you want to give for the gift bag, you want to donate money, we're taking money because this event is free for the kids. So in order for to make that possible, I need the support of everyone. You can do all of this on our website for the event. It's asiascloset.photoshoot.com. You can go on there and register. Last day to register is May 31st. The event, once again, is June 12th through the 13th.
Yes.
If you want to find out more about the classes that we're going to have, the vendors that are going to be there, who's doing the hair and makeup, you're going to see 102.6 The Situation on the website.
Yep.
You can go on there and get all the information. You can shoot us a DM, send us an email, photoshoot@asiascloset.com. And check us out. We're also going to have our PicSpin 360 photo booth there. And
ooh-wee.
He's going to give you information to get for that, how to get in contact if you want to rent the booth. We do parties. We do birthdays. We do weddings. We do events. We have one event coming up. We'll be at the Car and Bike Show Sunday, the 23rd. We're going to be within the crib. They are doing a kids talent show. And that is going to be the 30th. We'll have the photo booth there. The kids are going to come out, and they get to win cash prizes just by displaying their talent. So we're cool. We're excited about that.
Nice.
He's going to tell you how to rent the photo booth. And
absolutely.
Tell you about our birthday special. We are so excited about the birthday special.
Oh, yeah. Talk about it.
We have a website that will be up by next week. We're working on it now.
It should be up today.
Today.
For you to go and book. Yep. And then
you told him he didn't even know today. Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes. It will be up today to book. We'll have it finished. They are updating as of right now. So
we're going to have to get that.
Check it out later today. And then how else can you get a contact?
You can contact us at Trevion at PicSpin Pro, TREVION at PicSpinPro.com.
Spell that out, PicSpin Pro.
PicSpinPro.com.
Some people would have used the X, that's why. Yeah, you know how that goes.
You can reach out to us on Instagram at PicSpinPro, PicSpinPro. We're making a Twitter that's going to be made today.
We have Facebook, and then we have this birthday party special. You know, look, it's a photo booth, so we have a photographer, a professional photographer that we are doing partnering with. And so if you rent our photo booth for 2 hours, you'll get the photographer for free. So you'll get a professional photographer. You'll get the photo booth. So if you're having a birthday party, book us. We'll come out. You will have the best experience. You know, we can also add different templates to the videos, the pictures, so you can have a personalized event. The photographer, real life films. You can check him out on Instagram. He has some really good work. He does video and photography. So you can choose between the two, or you can have a little bit of both. So that expires June 30th.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a free photographer with the photo booth rental.
That's what I'm talking about. And I just went ahead and followed on Instagram. Somebody got a buzz from the radio station. We followed Pickspin Pro from our 102.6 The Situation Instagram page. And can't wait to see ourselves on it. That's gonna be nice.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah, that is. So see, Pickspin Pro is what you need to use for your red carpet for your birthdays. Oh, but for your red carpet though, you wanted to look like Oscars, you got it.
Oh, it's fabulous. Put your backdrop in the back of it. Oh, it's great.
Oh, what? Oh, you already know. You already know. But thank you so much. Thank you all for being on. I gotta let the princess get the last word real quick, because I know she on the iPad and tablet and everything. I gotta let her get the last word. It wouldn't be right if I didn't let her get the last word. Okay?
I'm surprised she let us talk. You let us have a word.
Yeah, but she wasn't happy about it. I'll tell you that. She really wasn't happy about that. But we dropping phones and everything.
Oh, man. Good thing for screen protectors.
Yeah, screen protectors are super dope. But so you got a last word. What you want to say last word before we get off the air?
What you want to tell your fans? Superstar. How would you do your outro on your YouTube channel when you get it? How are you going to end your YouTube channel?
Bye, guys. Make sure you thumbs up and subscribe and hit that bell button and make me have a huge thumbs up.
You want a huge thumbs up?
Can you tell them how to follow you?
Instagram.
What's your Instagram?
Asia's Closet.
What's your Instagram?
Asia's Closet.
Asia's Channel?
Asia's Channel.
Okay. What about YouTube?
Asia Channel, and my Roblox name is Asia Channel.
There you go. Roblox. That's that technology stuff. Yeah. Programming.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm done. That's why.
Thank you all so much for being on The Morning Machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. Look, I know it's almost 15 past the hour. I get it, folks. But it's such an enlightening conversation that we had, and we have such great guests. And just understand that, June 12th, June 13th is going to be super great, super amazing. And we were going to be in the building, and it's going to be great to see the look on the kids' face when we do this red carpet and we interview them, and it's going to be just so nice. And then we get in the 360 booth. You know what I mean? I think we're going to have more fun with the 360 booth than everybody else. You already said we're putting a backdrop behind it. Okay, yes, thank you so much. We sure will.
Yes, trust me, you're going to love it.
Give me a 360 booth right now, you know what I'm saying? Put that on.
I'm trying to get my granddad to get on there.
This is your granddaddy,
Happy 90th birthday.
Granddaddy. I had to do it. You said it. You said the word. I had to do it.